This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Is your willingness to stick with the quarterback the way you have it right now, how much of that is due to what you've seen from Drake in practice? How has he looked in practice?
He's looked good in practice. But once again, it's just practice. You want to get a guy like that, obviously, on the football field. But at this current time, I don't want to go back to that answer, but at this current time, we're just not looking to add any pieces at that spot.
Still 70-30 practice-wise, Chris?
Yeah, still the same.
He's looked comfortable enough in those. It's obviously different from a game, but he's looked comfortable enough in that setting that you don't feel the need to go bring somebody else in.
I would agree with that. And let me just go back on the, just to provide clarification. It's 70-30 with the ones. Drake's getting a ton of reps on the show team, and he's approached that process the right way. Like, he doesn't want to know what the defense is doing, doesn't want to know the coverage. He's going out there, going through his reads, and we talk about that all the time. Just because you're on the show team doesn't mean you can't work on your fundamentals and just your progressions, and he's done a good job of that.
So is he serving as, like, Brock Purdy during the week and Geno Smith and things like that?
Yeah, it's a combination between him and Joe. Those guys, depending on the quarterback that we play.
Hello, Jones.
There we go, Jerod Mayo.
There he is.
On Drake May. Some of the reps he's getting in practice, still 70-30.
70-30 with the ones. Plenty of show team reps.
He's also a little Brock Purdy week.
He could be better than Brock Purdy someday, hopefully.
Could be.
Hopefully.
We discussed this
earlier. Not today, but someday.
Who would you rather be? Texts are chiming in, 37937. Yep. The Niners are missing their top three weapons, and they have a mediocre quarterback. Is it really a mystery? I'm not talking about on Sunday. The Niners, spoiler alert, should win on Sunday. They're favored by double digits. But what's their window? Is it a year or two? And in 5 years, would you rather be the Niners? In 10 years, would you rather be the Niners? And that really comes back to Drake May, who Mayo was discussing there. It's Jones and Keefe, hour three, 617-779-7937, a bit past high noon. We'll get back into all your feedback. We have a wild story that involves Boston.
Oh, boy.
And an impending...
doom?
Animal invasion? Yeah, impending doom. I like
doom.
That. Which is already underway. We'll get to that
all right
later on this hour. But, you know, when it comes to the quarterback and it comes to this situation, the 49ers still haven't won. You said this earlier, Keith. I think you're right. People talk about the Niners like they're the Chiefs. Like they've won. Like they've done something. And they could have won last year. They were in overtime of the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. They dropped another Super Bowl. And they could have multiple championships. They don't. And they've gone through various quarterbacks. Garoppolo, Lance. Now they're on to
Nick
Brock Purdy.
Nick Mullins. C.J. Beathard.
So, like, they've rolled through a bunch of different guys. This is the team that supposedly has everything. But they still haven't won. why haven't they won? I think is a good question for everyone out there who says it's not important to get the quarterback now. Find a bridge quarterback. Develop your quarterback behind the scenes. Get a wide receiver in place. Get a left tackle in place. Get a defense. Find a great coach. Build all that up and then drop the quarterback in. Well, yeah, the Chiefs did that. The Chiefs also have a generational all-time quarterback, arguably the greatest quarterback of all time. No offense to Tom Brady, but Mahomes is tracking ahead of Brady. So are the Chiefs really a good example when you think about it at the end of the day? No. They found the generational guy that put him over the top. The Niners are what a lot of people want the Patriots or any team to be the model for, yep. Be that example. They still haven't won. Why haven't they won, Keith? And what does that tell you about team building and how the Patriots should do it versus how the Niners are doing it?
Yeah, I think Kyle Shanahan is a reason why they're good and also a reason why they haven't won. Like, he can be the answer to both of these things. I think he is very much like Andy Reid, who has a super high floor. Andy Reid took the Philadelphia Eagles to the NFC Championship game 4 years in a row. They went to one Super Bowl, but lost every time. And there were questions about him and if, you know, how good of a coach was he? Could he break through? Then he had a good season with Alex Smith in Kansas City. And then he has been otherworldly with Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes being the key part there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Kyle Shanahan is in sort of a similar boat where you're going to be good. You're probably going to be in the NFC Championship, especially if your team is relatively healthy, which is another issue they have faced. They have so many injured guys all the time. Once again this weekend, they're going to be without some of their key pieces. But I think Shanahan is getting a lot out of Brock Purdy the way Sean McVay got a lot out of Jared Goff. And Purdy might be better than Goff. That's fine.
I think Purdy is...
Maybe not. I mean, they're similar.
That's fair. I think Purdy is better than Rams Goff, but maybe Goff has gotten a little better in Detroit.
Sure.
Or looks better.
But both these guys wanted to upgrade the quarterback position. They wanted to, whether it was a big trade, including first-round picks, or moving up in the draft with multiple first-round picks to do it, and it didn't work. And so Brock Purdy, like, I don't want to trash on the guy. The guy is in a great spot, and he's doing well with it. But I wonder if part of Kyle Shanahan's thinking and John Lynch is like, man, if we could do a little bit better than this, we could upgrade this. And there's obviously a big gap between Brock Purdy and Patrick Mahomes, but just somebody that's in a level above Purdy would they feel better about? Because, yeah, they've been close, but they haven't been able to do it yet.
They haven't won. And it might be too simple to say the quarterback, but it's the quarterback, I think. Why haven't they won quarterback? Yeah. And so when we asked last hour, it sounds obvious on the surface. Who would you rather be, the Niners or the Patriots? I mean, what is the Niners' window to win, and why haven't they won yet? And I think it's quarterback. So until they find that quarterback, I don't think they're going to win.
How many seasons is McCaffrey? Let's just talk about McCaffrey for a second.
How many seasons does McCaffrey have left?
Yes. How many games does he have left?
This year, maybe zero.
Like, he's in Germany to get, like, what are we doing over there?
I don't know. Volkswagen's giving him a new hamstring. I don't know.
No doctors in the United States apparently can help Christian McCaffrey. So that's not a good sign.
No, anytime you have to leave the United States to go get something looked at medically, you're probably doing something that, something that isn't allowed in the United States. So that's probably not a great sign.
Big Trent Williams is awesome. He's also 36. Yeah. So I don't know how many more years he's going to be a, dominant left tackle. They have other guys. They did sign Brandon Ayuk. He's off to a horrible start this year, but they signed him. They have to figure out Purdy. So they either give him a ton of money and have to find cut corners in other places, or they don't, and they're back in the let's look for a quarterback mix. Like, my guess is they probably ultimately just keep him, right? And maybe try to talk him down from, like, these crazy contracts. My guess is they just got to keep him. Maybe they realize, hey, this is the best opportunity for both of us. Rather than going quarterback fishing, or if you're Brock Purdy, be like, I might get exposed if I go somewhere else.
I don't think Purdy's one of these guys you have to guarantee the whole contract. Like, maybe there are outs built in, after 2 years, after the first year, something like that, where it looks like on paper you commit a lot of money, but really you're not super committed to him.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is the Niners do something like that, because Shanahan's impatient with these quarterbacks. But from a championship perspective, people prop up the Niners all the time. They haven't won. People talk about them like they won. They haven't won.
They have not.
And they have everything. So for all these people out there that say build it first, fine, build the offensive line, get the running back, get all the weapons in the passing game, find a great tight end, build up your defense, great quarterback. The Niners have everything they haven't won because they don't have the quarterback. And so to me, the team building lesson is you still need that QB.
Yeah.
You still need him.
They know it. They literally tried Trey Lance, and they inquired about Tom Brady a couple of times. Like, that, they know that they need it. Doesn't mean they're not going to be competitive in the now. right? And they're probably hoping that they can be the example with, what is like Nick Foles or like Eli Manning, like that kind of like, hey, maybe you don't, or Joe Flacco, right? Yep. There are a few that aren't like a Hall of Fame. I mean, Eli Manning probably gets in the Hall of Fame, but you know what I mean? Like all these MVP candidate quarterbacks.
A couple of texts here. One, we were inferring this. Don't you remember Germany is where Peyton Manning and Kobe went to get treatments like HGH and stem cells they don't offer in the U.S.?
Correct.
Well, we offer the HGH in the United States.
You could probably get your hands on that.
Yeah, no, I think from what I've read on McCaffrey, I think there are certain thresholds of certain drugs that you can get in the United States. You can get higher levels of those in a place like Germany.
So it's funny, like looking at these, and someone's talking about, you know, you build up the rest of your team, you're never going to have a high draft pick to get the quarterback, which is true. I mean, the Niners are trying to thread that needle with Trey Lance a little bit. But I look at, the Rams. So Jared Goff was the number one pick, but that was a different coach, right? And then they ended up playing him for a couple of years, and then they traded him with another number one pick for a quarterback. The Niners traded a decent amount for a running back. Now, I know he's an otherworldly running back, but that one seems like had they made the Christian McCaffrey equivalent for a quarterback, maybe they would be in a different position right now.
No, I think that's
like
fair.
If they had gotten Aaron Rodgers. Now I know you don't like Rodgers as much as I do.
Well, not but like with present things, day Rodgers. Yeah,
no, but like a couple of years ago, like Rodgers right off the MVP in Green Bay. Like, would that have been different for the Niners? I think so.
Yeah. So a couple of texts 37937 Jones. The reason San Fran hasn't won is Patrick Mahomes. It's fair.
Okay.
If you rewatch the Super Bowl and everything he did to get them the win, it's simply not Purdy's fault.
I think Shanahan had it. No, I think Shanahan also hasn't been able to break through yet, and he does kind of panic in those situations.
But by saying it's Mahomes, and you can't keep up with Mahomes, and again, he's great. But, like, that's another way of saying it's the quarterback is why they haven't won. Also, this one, Purdy is the reason they haven't won. They needed a touchdown in the Super Bowl, had to settle for a field goal, which isn't enough to beat Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Agreed. So you can jump in on this. Niners, their team building. Any lessons there for the Patriots? Who would you rather be? 617-779-7937. We'll get back into Brandon Ayuk. And if the Patriots dodged a bullet there. Meanwhile, just looking at some of the comments from Alex Van Pelt. He spoke last hour. He said that he works his offense around the quarterback, Keefe. We adapt everything to the skill set of our players. The quarterback is always the one we think about first as we game plan.
They're in good shape then.
I don't know that
don't throw it.
I don't know that that feels like what they're doing. Like
I mean, maybe it is.
Kingsbury might adapt to his quarterback, as we said with Jaden
Daniels. No, but maybe they are adapting to Brissett. Have him hand it off.
Oh, I see. Good
you know
point.
What I'm saying? Like, we don't have much here,
maybe
so
they
let's
wouldn't
not throw
do that
it.
With Drake May. Fair.
Maybe they wouldn't.
Van Pelt also said the amount of hits that Jacoby Brissett has taken through three games, it's rough. Thank God he's a sturdy big guy.
It's true, he's a big guy.
Tough as nails. Hopefully we can clean up the pocket protection issues moving forward and keep him cleaner. Yeah, hopefully.
That'd be nice.
I would say that'd be a goal.
Uh-huh.
He also said Drake May looks good in practice. He's continuing to grow. The plan's in place, as you can see him starting to grow on the practice field. But it sounds like the reps are remaining the same. So there you go. That's the update from Alex Van Pelt. Are we going to have a coordinator on the show this week? Do we get Van Pelt again, or do
we haven't had Springer yet. We get special teams coordinator.
Springer
that might be tomorrow.
We get him. Yeah. Is that the plan?
It's Springer. I haven't told anything at all.
Part of the Patriots Friday.
All right.
Some good dynamic kick talk. Why are all these kickers making 50-yarders? Although I think last week that trend reversed.
60-yarders?
Yeah, but well,
Dallas.
Brandon Aubrey.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of kickers were missing. I think it was a bad week for kickers last week.
No, but in all seriousness, I do want to ask about the kickoff because it just seems like teams are just willing to be like, all right, start at the 30. Like, shouldn't there be more, like, I wonder how he likes the rules and if they can do something different.
Yeah. Plus team MVP, Bryce Behringer. So there's
Behringer can shoo it.
So that's
he's
tomorrow.
He's pretty good.
On a Patriots Friday.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
When you look at the other players around the NFL, Daniels, Williams, and Bo Nix, and what have you had conversations at all? Do you feel you need to have conversations with Frank about those other rookies and kind of be patient?
Yeah, we have conversations about that, but I think you can go the other way with those examples. It's easy to cherry pick, you know, a guy who just completed 90% of the passes and say, you know, how do you feel about that? There's also the other end of the spectrum where guys, I mean, they're not doing anything, whether it's on IR or they're having struggles. So it's on an individual basis. I will say that he's done a good job staying locked in and preparing as if he is a starter, which I tell all the players to do that.
How's Jerod Mayo yesterday on the rookie quarterback class throughout the NFL? Caleb Williams, your guy Bo Pix, Jaden Daniels.
Looked good though last week, Bo Pix.
He had a much better
week,
there's no doubt about it.
Outdueled another legend, Baker Mayfield.
So Jaden Daniels, Drake May rather, staying ready in that role. ESPN, by the way, ranked all the backup quarterbacks throughout the NFL today.
It's a great exercise. They tier them, or they just power rank?
I think they just ranked them. I didn't read much past the first one because I didn't need to.
I don't know all of them, but I would imagine Drake May is number one.
Number one two? Backup quarterback is Drake May. Penix was five.
Oh.
It went May, Jameis.
Oh, I like Jameis. Who doesn't like Jameis?
I like him, but he's
fun.
Wouldn't you like a little bit more of a gap between Drake May and Jameis Winston on a list like this?
No, backup quarterbacks are bad.
Yeah,
like it's rough going. There's not 32 good ones.
Jake Browning is three. He
flashed.
He had a real good stint last year.
He was.
Russell Wilson, four.
I forgot about him.
Michael Penix, five.
Yeah. I mean, Wilson, I wouldn't even say is the backup. Like, he's been hurt.
He might be the starter.
He was the starter. He was announced as the starter. This list is garbage.
Okay, well, that's
no, but Drake May being the best is not a shock.
This was, and who was the author on this? I meant to write this down. Was it Seth Walder, I think? One of the
backup QB guy.
Backup quarterback expert Seth Walder.
Yep.
He's
good to have him on staff.
ESPN analytics guy. He said, normally I'd hold not winning the job in training camp against Drake May, but he had a solid competition against Jacoby Brissett.
Yep.
Jerod Mayo even said May outplayed Brissett in the summer. This is more about giving May time to develop and putting him in a position to succeed. Marinate. Given all that,
he's marinating.
I'm putting May at number one.
All right.
And you hear Mayo there saying he's staying ready.
But you know what's funny
to me? Number one quarterback.
It's not a surprise, but the first 2 weeks, right, they beat Cincinnati, and then they have the overtime loss against Seattle. The Drake May talk was there, but quiet. Right, it was like more about other things, like, all right, offensive line. Well, Wiggy, they won a game.
Wiggy asked Mayo about it the day after the win against Cincinnati, correct, and Mayo laughed in his face.
Yeah, credit to Wiggy for asking, because 100%. It should be a big topic all year long, but they won the game, so that was a surprise. So there was a lot more talk about the defense. Ramondre Stevenson, how many times can he get the ball? Even in the second game, you know, Hunter Henry has this big game. They lose to what turns out to be a decent Seattle team in overtime. All it took was one bad loss. And it has been all Drake May ever since last Thursday night, where we actually saw him. So the Patriots even kind of sparked that talk even more by playing him.
They did.
If they didn't play him at all, there would be, trust me, still talk, but not as much as there's been. So that part to me is, you know, it's 3 weeks into the season, and it is already, the temperature is hot when it comes to Drake May talk.
No, it is. Now, I mentioned Wiggy. Has Wiggy been texting the program at all?
He has. He's enjoying our random baseball players throughout
oh,
the
good
show.
What's
so
he got?
Texted in Benito Santiago. I like that one.
So I had to question you because the text almost at the exact same time you said Wiggy
Benito
texted
Santiago
about Benito. We got separate texts about Benito Santiago, but it was not
Benny Santiago.
I like the idea of Wiggy just randomly texting the text line, but it was we confirmed that was a different phone number.
And then he said Dave Henderson. These are all separate tweets or texts. Dave Henderson, Lee Smith, and then he goes, does Fernando Valenzuela count, or is he too big a name? I was like, he's probably too big. Too big of a name.
I think
would argue Lee Smith is too big a name.
I would agree. But I like the Fernando interaction. I'll take Wiggy enjoying the game. But these are
how far apart were the texts? Was it like 6 minutes? Or was it
Wiggy,
like
thanks for listening.
11:57, 12:03, 12:04.
Wow, from 11:57 to 12:04.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's more than 5 minutes.
He was engaged.
We did engaged for more than 5 minutes. We did our job there, Keith. So. Lee Smith, I looked this up. He is
too big of a name, too.
Well, he is in the Hall of Fame, but I think, if memory serves, he was like a Harold Baines level Hall. Like
Veterans Committee?
I think he was a Veterans Committee guy.
Doesn't really count.
Well, it shouldn't.
I mean, don't tell him or his family, but I don't think it counts.
You go to his baseball reference page, it says Hall of Fame. It doesn't say how you got there.
That's true. But we know.
At least
know.
I think I know. I'm not totally sure on that,
maybe
but
he got in.
I know. Fernando Valenzuela.
Too big a name.
What was it?
Fernando Mania.
Thank you, Mania. The man had Mania.
Yeah, it was only 30 for 30, didn't he?
It's too big of a name.
Yeah, way too big of a name. Yeah.
I'd say Dave Henderson a lot of places. You go, that's kind of a random one, but he did play for the Red Sox and had a huge moment for the Red Sox in 86.
Yeah.
But I like Benito Santiago. Good name.
I like that one. That's a fun one.
So keep those coming at 3793. So, ooh, Benny Agbayani. 3793.7.
These are great.
We're going to have, we think, maybe a random player
Random baseball player of the day every grab bag.
I
don't see why not.
A random baseball player?
Until I forget.
Always baseball player? Random player.
I think just
random baseball player.
Baseball player.
Okay.
Somebody had a good one on the text line, too. Another one that's right in my wheelhouse, right in my Q zone. College football players from, like, the 90s.
Ooh.
I kind of like that, too. Whether they were good pros or not.
I don't know how many of those I'm going to remember. But
yeah,
maybe,
you would.
Maybe if we started playing, I'd remember
some
more.
Some deep cuts.
Yeah. Like Danny Werfel, way too big of a name.
Werfel, big name, but that's a fun one.
Yeah.
You can kick that, like Gino Toretta. I think he won a Heisman, but it's still fun. But yeah, we'll start with baseball players. See how that goes.
See how that goes. Yeah. We'll take that one out. Keep those texts coming there, 37937. Mm-hmm. Brandon Ayuk, did the Patriots get lucky? Did they dodge a bullet with the start that he's off to? It's 11 catches for 119 yards, no touchdowns. He's been targeted a lot, hasn't been productive. Other Niners weapons, specifically last week against the Rams, went down. No Debo Samuel, no George Kittle. They haven't had McCaffrey all year. And guys like Juwan Jennings are flashing more than Brandon Ayuk, who just got a massive contract from the Niners. The Patriots offered him an even massiver contract, $80-plus million reportedly. did the Patriots luck out here by not getting Brandon Ayuk based on how he's playing?
Kelly Gruber's a great one. Oh, I love Kelly Gruber. That's a good call. I say no, and I'm very much swept up into recency bias, and that would tell you that Ayuk's been bad. They got away with one. But I still think he's going to return to form. He's very much in the prime of his career. He's still in his 20s. Like, I think Ayuk's going to be good for a while. He's coming off back-to-back really successful years where he was the Niners' leading receiver. So, and I even said this at the time, as much as I wanted him, and as much as I knew that if you're going to get him, you're going to have to overspend, he's not in that top tier of wide receivers. You know, there's probably 6, 7, maybe even 8 guys that are without a doubt better than him. Everybody else, I feel like there's kind of an argument for, but there's not an argument that he'd be the number one receiver here. And he'd be a guy that would be perfect for Drake May. Like, these rookie quarterbacks need stud receivers. Look at Jalen Hurts. Look at Tua Tagovailoa. Look at Josh Allen. Like, on down the line, Drake May doesn't have one. And it's funny, most people say, oh, the offensive line would get him killed, that's why he can't play. Okay. But after the Monday night game where the Commanders looked really good and Jaden Daniels looked really good, the thing we kept getting on the text line was, Drake May doesn't have a Terry McLaurin. I like Terry McLaurin. But if you have a Brandon Ayuk, it's the same thing.
I think Ayuk greater than McLaurin, yeah.
I thought so too going into the year, but I mean, McLaurin is really good. And he's been doing it with bad quarterbacks, as somebody on Twitter pointed out.
Our buddy Matt pointed out he's had four consecutive 1,000-yard seasons with trash quarterbacks.
He's
so
right.
Fair point, yeah.
You could argue Brandon Ayuk hasn't had a good quarterback either.
But not that bad.
No, that's a different one. But no, just because he's off to a slow start, he also missed camp. So I wonder how much of it is that. Like, he's not hitting the ground running because he's still kind of knocking the rust off.
Okay, so I think there's something to that. But that also goes back to, were you really going to pay Brandon Ayuk that kind of money? What level of player is he? Is he truly an elite player? And is there like a weird off-field thing that you don't necessarily want to dabble in? I'd hold my nose and do it. The Patriots have no talent at wide receiver, and you're not good enough to play the game where we can't bring in a diva wide receiver.
I was
going to
overpay Calvin Ridley, so I'm certainly going to overpay Brandon Ayuk.
I know, but overpaying Ridley was like $50 million guaranteed. Yeah. This was $80+ million guaranteed.
I'm not
but
all that worried
but
about
I agree,
it.
I'd rather have the better player. I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
Ayuk greater than McLaurin
and Ridley.
They're Ayuk both greater than Ridley. Well, that's what I was going to ask. Is McLaurin greater than Ridley?
Yeah, I like Ridley, but McLaurin's pretty consistent.
I'd probably agree with that.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about
it. Down on Terry McLaurin. This is the news of the day.
Don't have to worry about it.
Like Terry McLaurin.
Popped in a gambling. Oh, McLaurin sucked the first 2 weeks of the year. Just
scary
FYI.
Well, Ayuk sucked the first 3 weeks.
Okay, but I'm just saying. McLaurin literally has had one game, which is one more than
Ayuk. No. Well, if you're just talking about the season,
yes,
but he's also had 4 consecutive 1,000-yard years with garbage quarterbacks.
No, fair. Okay. Ayuk is off to a slow start. 11 catches, 119. I was about to say CeeDee Lamb also held out, also off to a slow start. Is it fair to say a man with 13 catches, 218 yards, and a touchdown plus added rushing production, 3 carries for 25 yards. Is it fair to say CeeDee Lamb is off to a slow start? I think he is.
Compared to what CeeDee Lamb was last year, he is. Last year, CeeDee Lamb led the league with 135 catches, had 1,700 yards. So CeeDee Lamb averaged 103 yards a game.
Yeah, he also
scored. He hasn't even had a 100-yard game yet, and yet he averaged that last season. So, and he had like a touchdown just about every game.
No. He scored a touchdown in every game from November 12th on. There was not a receiving touchdown against Buffalo. He had a rushing touchdown against Buffalo on December 17th. He scored.
He had 14 touchdowns.
He scored every week from November 12th on. And he had 2 against the Rams. I mean, he basically scored every week once the calendar flipped to Halloween.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're grading it on the CeeDee Lamb curve, he's off to a slow start. If you told me another receiver has these numbers, you'd be like, oh, good start. Like,
do you think you brought up Kelce, not to get too far
washed
away from our topic, but okay. Do you think Kelce's washed, or you think Kelce falls into the, he didn't hold out.
No.
But he was, you know, maybe not in the best of shape or training the same way he has in the past because he's out with Taylor Swift on the award show circuit. He's filming commercials. He's doing podcasts. He's got a million other things going on. You think Kelce's washed, or do you think Kelce is knocking rust off like Ayuk and maybe CeeDee Lamb?
Washed. And so the big difference, he's like 10 years older than those other two. Eight to 10 years older than those other two.
Right,
the
you can't be washed at 25. Brandon,
I don't think they're washed. Right? Yeah, they need to like knock the rust off. I think both of those guys are going to be fine. They're also, in the case of Lamb and Ayuk, both coming off of career years. Travis Kelce's not. Travis Kelce snapped his 1,000-yard season last year. Now, I think he was in the 900s. But last year, he showed signs of it. You know, he also had a career low in yards per catch.
So
he was doing a lot of closer to the line of scrimmage. Like he's always open.
He also was incredible in the playoffs again. Incredibly important when they really needed
it. So I wonder if he still has that in him. You know, it's sort of like a basketball player that averages like 15 a game in the regular season. Then you're like, yeah, but in the playoff, like he's nice. Like watch out for him. Like he still got it in him. Like maybe that. Maybe he could have flashes in the playoffs. But yeah, I don't think he's going to be super productive during the regular season. And eventually he's going to score a touchdown, but he still hasn't even scored a touchdown yet this year. And Mahomes, not like forcing it to him, right? The Chiefs, I feel like I've watched the Chiefs a decent amount this year, and he'll throw to Rashee Rice, he'll throw to other guys. I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster scored a touchdown last week.
We talked about Malik Nabers, most targeted player on pace in NFL history. Yeah. He'll be on Thursday Night Football tonight. I think Rice is almost neck and neck in terms of targets this year.
Kelce has 12 targets.
Yeah.
That's four a game for a guy that I feel like used to be a million. Like, he had, in 2022, he was targeted 152 times.
Right.
I think he's washed. I think if he wasn't washed, Mahomes would probably throw to him more.
So, I don't know if the Patriots dodged a bullet with Brandon Ayuk, but I think the lesson here is, you know, if you're going to pay for that level of receiver, do you want to way overpay for a guy who would be your number one, but not necessarily a number one? And Ayuk is talking about how defenses are playing him differently. I just read a quote today, Pro Football Talk. He says, they're defending me a bit different than last year. They know what we want to do, what we like to do, meaning me and Purdy especially. And so without Debo, without McCaffrey, maybe they're able to focus on that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's limited Ayuk as well. And the only reason I even bring that up is because he wouldn't have those guys here. He wouldn't have the other weapons here. He wouldn't have the other guys to take away. And Ayuk may be a product of that. It's a great offense. It's a great scheme with Kyle Shanahan. With a million other weapons, Debo,
yep.
Kittle, McCaffrey. And so if he can't produce when those guys are out in San Fran, how would he produce with those guys out here? I think that's a fair question. We don't know the answer.
No.
But I think that's a fair question.
No, we don't know. You'd have to hope that he is the Steph Diggs, right? Like Steph Diggs goes to Buffalo. He's the only show in town where before, you know, he and Thielen were a good combo. He goes to Buffalo. He's the only guy and dominates. You know, so that's what you would have to hope for with Brandon Ayuk. I also think for the other guys on the Patriots, not to talk them up because we've kind of criticized them quite a bit, but doesn't Jalen Polk and Pop Douglas and Hunter Henry all look a lot better when none of them are the number one?
Yeah,
I mean,
you would
hope. I mean, that'd be the hope, the trickle down. And just I think you would have a better chance of at least knowing what kind of potential Drake May would have.
No, I think that's fair. And so you said this earlier in reverse, but you said, you know, the Red Sox were like the Patriots if he's added a number one.
Yeah.
They went right. If you got an ace for the Red Sox,
like,
or if you got a number
one, three, like, that's pretty good.
Everything slots in properly. Uh-huh. And no, I think that's fair. You'd feel a lot differently about Jalen Polk. You'd feel a lot differently about Pop Douglas. You wouldn't have Kendrick Bourne in that scenario because he would have gone out
right.
for Brandon Ayuk. But that's what the Patriots' receiving core needs, and how are they going to find that guy? But did they have to take the swing on Ayuk? No, they didn't have to. And so,
like, who's the next one? I guess is the question. There always is.
So far, he hasn't been productive. Yeah, who's the next one? Good
now,
question.
Now, fewer of these top receivers,
Chase,
are making it
Higgins,
to free agency. You'd have to look at Cincinnati.
No, Higgins is going to be a free agent,
but where
they're not
going
to pay him.
But I like Higgins. I like all these guys. But like. Now you're really sliding down.
Higgins,
like, if Ayuk isn't top 10, and if McLaurin's not top 10, like, Higgins isn't top 10.
No, definitely not.
Not top 20.
Yeah.
And he's good, and maybe he has the chance to be a true number one somewhere else, but that's the thing is Ayuk and Ridley aren't the perfect player, but the other guys weren't coming available, right? Like, CeeDee Lamb, if he became available, sure. If Ja'Marr Chase becomes available, absolutely. But I think... Actually, I don't know what Cincinnati's going to do. Like, do you think they end up re-signing him?
I think they end up paying Chase, not Higgins, but that's a guess, and they haven't paid Chase yet. They also have
Jefferson
tons of time left
and Lamb and some of these guys, like A.J. Brown, like, they've all signed big
Amon-Ra.
Deals. Like, Amon-Ra's a good one. Like, those guys have all stayed put. So I don't know how low on this top 20 list do you have to go to find somebody who's going to spin free?
So, again, are they lucky? Did they dodge a bullet? Maybe not, but is Ayuk getting a little exposed with... Well, number one, no offseason. And number two, less talent around him with all the injuries in San Fran? Maybe.
I think he has a big game this weekend.
Do you?
Yeah.
Does he get the Gonzo treatment? And what, what does that even mean?
Or do they overreact to the Jennings game and they stick Gonzo on Jennings?
No,
they
It'll be Gonzalez.
Put him on Ayuk,
I would think. Yeah. As much as they have a guy trail him around. He's not Patrick Surtain following your receiver all over the field.
Plus, it looks really good for the Patriots, like, if they shut him down. It's like, hey, we missed out on him. But, like, did we, though?
That's a good point.
Right? If they shut him down and he does nothing, and we're like, all right, guys, maybe we...
He stinks.
We made the right move. It's like, yeah, but you wanted
you
him.
You wanted... You gave him 80-plus million.
You have it both ways.
No, we didn't like him. We shut him down. Yep. He's easy to take away. Here's 80 million.
Yes.
617-779-7937. We'll continue here with all your feedback coming up. We talked some Red Sox on the program today. A lot of Patriots versus the Niners. We can jump in with all your thoughts on this weekend's game. How ugly is it going to be for the Pats? Is it Jacoby Brissett's last stand? When do they go to Drake May? All things we've talked about this week. Something we haven't gotten to, Keith.
Yes.
What did you call it earlier? You didn't call it an invasion. You
impending
doom for the city of Boston. It might be too late. Doom could already be here. We're, of course, talking about the invasion of an animal species that was spotted in Boston. If you're unaware of this, we'll catch you up on the horrifying details next.
What a jam.
I'm unfamiliar with this song. I know it's System of a Down, but what is this? What is this song?
Well, Jones, the name of the song is Spiders.
There it is.
Yep, there it is. Yeah, this is the only other thing me and Davey Eyeballs would argue over. We played a lot of System of a Down during high school in our dorm room, and he could not stand this song, and I would just let it crank. He liked the rest of the album. He didn't care for this song. He did not like, he would want to skip Spider. I'm like, no, sir,
we're not skipping this thing.
He's like, just put on Sweet Pea or put on Chop Suey. Or I'm like, no.
If it was in your car with the 5 disc changer.
Yeah, you're going to listen to it.
Yeah, if it randomly comes
there
on.
There are no skips at that point. No, you're on a long ride. We got to enjoy all these.
You're getting that one.
Correct.
So if you're unfamiliar with why we're talking about this, and this is a story that has come up periodically here on WEEI. I know the Greg Hill Show briefly touched on it this morning. I guess they had a story on it earlier in the week. This is something we had talked about in the afternoons. Going back to last summer, there was a threat up the East Coast of these giant flying venomous Joro spiders.
Joro spiders?
Joro? Am I
don't know.
That
no,
right?
I'm not sure. I'm asking.
J-O-R-O? Joro?
Sure. Spiders. Big old spiders.
Big Jorno.
How big a spider are we talking?
Oh, they're big. Like palm-sized?
Okay.
Varies like person to person, I guess.
I got these
some
big
have things. Mistaken for an early Halloween arrival.
Oh. It looks like a little Halloween decoration that got lost
does
somehow
it?
On the street.
That's cute.
We'll have to see what kind of treats he wants, unless he's planning on delivering a trick.
Oh, my God. What a plant that lady was. There's no way somebody would really say that.
That's courtesy of Fox 25 there, Nick.
I think they like Reese's Pieces.
So why?
Or are they trying to TP your house?
Why is Fox 25 talking about it? Oh, just because one of these Joro spiders was spotted on Beacon Hill.
Are they super poisonous?
They are venomous.
Venomous.
I'm reading up on this this spider. The bites are comparable to that of a bee sting.
All right, so I don't have to like suck the venom out, do I?
No.
But I can.
I guess you could.
I will.
You don't want the stinger
staying in there.
Stuck inside. No, yeah, you don't want that.
It spreads around.
Now, I'm being told they're very shy. They don't tend to bite.
Shy.
They're more afraid of humans than humans are of them.
Oh.
Well, it's not little. It's palm size.
I don't mind spiders.
I'm not messing around with this thing.
No, I don't care.
I'm not messing around with this thing. And by the way,
snake.
There's one on Beacon Hill. No, there's not one.
Okay.
You think there's one?
Well,
you think there's just one random one in the whole state of Massachusetts?
I don't care.
No.
Have a thousand of them. I don't care. There's little cute spiders.
These spiders, the Joro spiders,
you don't like
are actually some of the shyest spiders ever documented.
They're shy.
Some of
too
the shyest.
Shy, hush, shy. Wow.
Okay, you don't like snakes. Snakes are shy, and
snakes
all
are not shy.
All snakes are not going to kill
choke
you,
out.
Keith. But you
most
don't like them.
Most of them.
Not most of them.
I think a lot of them would.
Garter snake. You don't like garter snakes. They're not going to bother you.
How do you know that?
They're afraid of you.
Oh,
they're too shy. You don't like them. So I don't want to hear this lecture about, don't worry about this. There's thousands of them. They don't bother me.
So here's the beauty
look at
about
this thing.
The spires.
Look, if you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEI, look at this thing.
Is it glow in the dark?
It might.
If I were to see it on the street, I'd probably freak out.
Keith, that's in your house. You don't freak out?
No, I honestly, it's funny. I animals
in your house,
with
that thing's huge.
Animals with no legs, I freak out. Animals with 8 legs, good.
You can wrap your head around that.
I'm fine with that. I go, you get outside, sir. I don't want them in the house because you don't want to swallow them at night, or I don't want them like crawling on my kids.
I don't think you could swallow that.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Maybe not.
Yeah, leave that to the side.
Maybe not. I'm not going to debate that.
I could.
Yeah. Well, I'll prove it right now. Bring one in here.
Yeah.
No, but I think.
Look at that thing!
Yeah, but you know what's good about those guys?
Yeah, I don't mind if that's in my house. Get out of my face. You don't mind if that thing's in your house.
Well, you know what their diet is? It's probably other
murder
bugs.
Murder your dog.
No, not my dog. My dog would befriend
I
it.
I believe it is. I heard Courtney say this morning. I believe they feast on stink bugs and things like this.
Oh, yeah. What would you rather have? Stink bugs in your house or that little guy? Look at this one. There's a photo on
little
somebody's
guy.
Hand. Yeah, those are long legs. Looks like it has six. Oh, no, it's eight legs.
No, there's
two like little ones and like six regular ones.
Maybe one bit Peter Parker. I think it's huge.
One got plucked off.
That's
maybe.
True. You could also maybe turn into a superhero if this thing bites you in the neck.
Okay, so I guess that's an upside. They're native to East Asia,
right.
But they've made their way to North America.
How'd that happen?
Okay, well, apparently.
Well, they fly, right?
They do fly. So apparently, Keith, they're.
Or do they glide?
Well, they more glide. They're quite skilled at catching rides on cars and trucks, and they move their way up the East Coast this way.
Hitchhiking spiders.
Yeah.
Hitchhiking.
They're like hitchhiking in, who knows, like giant transport trucks,
cash,
things like
gas,
this.
Gas or ass. or grass. Yeah, like, hey, just get on there and go, huh?
Hey, you're a lounge lizard.
A that, lot lizard.
That was is that what it was? Lot lizard. I'm sorry, not a lot.
Tell
them
Lodge Modge sent you.
I don't think they're a lot lizard.
Split you like a cocoa nut.
But they can fly, huh?
Well, they glide. So they can fly by releasing silk.
Ooh.
That catches wind currents, allowing it to
get yourself a scarf.
Non-precise flight guided by the wind.
Kite spiders.
Say it again?
They're like kite spiders.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. So they're hitchhiking kite spiders.
You said they're kind of like a flying squirrel.
Flying squirrel.
Yeah.
Flying squirrels
don't really fly. They more glide.
Gliding squirrels, I guess, didn't catch on, so they call them flying squirrels.
I'm surprised you're not worried about this guy.
You are worried about like just like a bunch of spiders? There's a lot of stuff out there. I told you about my backyard.
He's got hornets to take care of it.
You don't like bees.
What do you think?
This is the equivalent of a bee sting.
Or maybe they battle each other. Let the best insect win.
Yeah.
Because the spider's not an insect.
What if there's a whole bunch of them and they bite you? It's like a whole bunch of bees things. It's the same idea.
What do you mean
there's nothing to worry about?
But these bees aren't shy. These bees come right at me.
I don't
tells
like
us that their bites are less painful than a bee sting.
Oh, it's less painful, Jones.
Yeah, like a bee sting is what
but
I said.
He said less.
Less painful. Maybe
that's
not less.
Subjective.
Not less. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Billy.
Of all the things in the world.
I don't like being told not to worry about. In fact, I don't like that people are like, don't worry about these things.
I'm not.
Nothing to worry about here. Nothing to worry about.
I was more worried about the cicadas.
Nature lets you know what to worry about. That thing's bright yellow with all kinds of bright colors.
Yeah,
that means it's something to worry about. Nature is telling you. That's something to worry about. Fox 25. Don't tell me it's nothing to worry about.
I think it's pretty sweet.
I don't like being lectured that there's nothing to worry about.
So you're going
to
worry about it because you've been told not to worry about it?
Got it. Doth protest too much.
I understand.
That's what's going on.
I'd be more worried about
the... They're trying a little too hard to tell me not to worry about this thing.
The hurricane, Helene. I'd be more worried about that.
I'd definitely worry about that.
I'm more worried about that than I would be
about
these bugs.
I told you, my wife and son, tomorrow morning, we're supposed to fly to North Carolina. My mother-in-law lives in Charlotte. I was looking forward to a long weekend of really doing nothing.
Oh,
watching college football.
Georgia,
weekends. Bama. Bunch of beers by myself on the couch.
No pants.
Forgetting to let the dog out. Things like this. I was looking forward
to going to the bathroom inside. So are you.
Just guy stuff. And so I was looking forward to that. This hurricane has ruined the whole thing.
They're staying home.
They're no longer flying. I'm like, Kat, it's supposed to hit Florida. Maybe Carolinas, you're a little north of that thing. You don't want to fly? You sure you don't want to fly,
Kat? Should be fine.
Yeah. My wife and my child. I'm like, you sure you don't want to do that?
Get out there.
Yeah, get down there.
They're like, no, it's bad news.
Yeah, maybe stay there a few extra days once you get there because of said hurricane.
Well, now they can go look for the flying spiders. They tell them to set them on a little wild goose chase. Like, yeah, they're going to find these guys.
Hey, why
don't
you guys go over to Beacon Hill? Go look for the Joro spider.
It is... Anytime there's something that is not native kind of coming in, there's sort of like a eyebrow raise. Like, all right.
Yeah, it's going to ruin the food web. What's it going to feast on?
Because we're doing so well now.
That's going to throw everything out of whack. You got to worry about that.
It'd be a real problem down there. But yeah, no, I'm good with it. It's low on the scale. I know a lot of people are like deathly afraid of spiders, but I don't know. I'm pretty tough.
So that just scurried across the floor here. It doesn't bother you at all?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Why?
You don't believe me? I have a crippling fear of snakes. I'm scared of spiders, I'll tell you.
But so you guys back there, Nick and Billy, that thing scurries across the floor, what happens? I get up and scream. I get up on my chair and scream.
Like a cartoon
with a mouse.
An audible gasp and a point. Like, hey, look at that would be probably a
hey, I would, look at that.
I'm with Nick. I'd
run out of the room. I'd freak out.
I would do a hey, look at that. I would alert everybody by saying, hey, look at that.
Hey, look at that giant spider.
And then my wife across
the
floor.
Towel. Let's get rid of this thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think it's almost too big to squish, though.
Yeah, then my wife
grab
would be like, don't smash it into the wall. And I'm like, well, how else am I supposed to remove the spider? So many times you got spider guts on like the wall or like bug guts. And you're like, Do you want it flying around or what?
What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
You said you didn't care. You wanted
now,
to kill the thing.
Don't get me wrong. If something like bigger than a mouse was just all of a sudden in your house when you're not prepared for it, like you're obviously startled. But there's a difference between being startled by it and then just like terrified of it. I wouldn't be terrified of a spider.
I would be terrified of that thing.
All right.
Terrified of that
thing. Okay.
So you
we learned a little bit about you.
Go steal this thing out of wherever it is and bring it in.
Yeah, bring it in.
Yeah, see Jones' reaction.
Go find
it. That'd be good.
Yeah, it would be good. Go find that thing. So don't say I didn't warn you about these Joro spiders. Nothing
Flying
to worry about.
Spiders.
They're now here in Massachusetts, but don't worry. Mm-hmm. They're shy. They're more afraid of you than you are of them. Keith wouldn't even bat an eyelash at the thing. So don't worry about the flying, venomous Joro spider that's invading North America.
All good.
Including Beacon Hill. 617-779.
Well, they're going to Canada soon, so don't worry about it.
793. I like that there's supposedly one. There's just one here. Just one. There's the
one
only one.
Rogue spider.
No friends. No, they're not mating and laying eggs everywhere. Don't worry about that.
It's like Rambo.
Yeah.
The texter from the 413, the spiders are coming in here. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats.
I also like the text right next to it that just says John Olerud. I like
also
that
a good one. Yep.
Yeah.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats.
He wore a helmet in the field, you know.
Yeah. Ricky Henderson played with the guy.
Didn't even. He's like, wait a minute.
That was me.
I played with a guy like that. That was me.
Okay.
617-779-7937. Those are the invasion of the spiders here in Boston.
Nice.
Let's get back into the rookie quarterback class, how we feel about it in general, and when will it be Drake May's time? That's next.
All right, parents. It's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love and apparently know these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.